And now I would like to introduce again our dear friend, Terry Patton. Please give a big hand to Terry.
Thank you, Francis. Yeah.
And some words about Terry before you start, so all of you are filled in, because we introduced him on Wednesday. I'm not sure if everyone was here from those who are here today. That Terry Patton is a long-standing figure in the American Integral Movement, organizing major conferences or co-organizing. Also has been there from the early days of Ken Wilber, knowing him personally and helping Integral Institute. And what probably not many people know about you, that in the 80s, 90s, Terry created a company which the name was Tools for Exploration. And I was sitting in Hungary as a young teenager, green new ager, ordering online a magazine called Tools for Exploration, because that magazine collected all the consciousness technologies that were available at that time. So it was also Terry who created the biggest consciousness technology catalog and an online selling company.
Yeah, we kind of defined a new product category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all believe that if we put these gadgets up on our head, then we will get enlightenment.
Sorry.
Okay, Terry, now it's your turn.
You know, this is a, we are so lucky, aren't we? Lucky to be here, lucky to be here now, able to not only practice, to recognize that this life is a school and that we can actually pay attention and grow and to discover that we are growing and to have an awakening that transforms our experience of who we are. And then other awakenings, and to begin to awaken together, as Tom and Elizabeth were just describing to us. This we that we were celebrating in so many different ways in different moments across the week is coming alive. All of the wisdom traditions of the whole of the human experiment in conversation with each other and with our powers of reason and the scientific method and evidence-based clarities, all of them converging such that there is an awakening of awakenings going on. And we are awake to it, armed with these wonderful meta-theories. Not just AQUIL, although that's the one that has been most important in most of our lives, but this ability to make subject object is changing everything. And we're discovering, for one thing, that we can trust existence completely. To be alive in this moment is joy itself. This moment, when we are fully awakened, even if it's tinged with a little anxiety or resentment or one or another form of contraction, is not, could not be a problem. And at the same time, we have this ability to see beyond where we stand. We've put telescopes into orbit around the planet. We can look back billions of years and we can look ahead. And the story that our science is telling us is that we are in peril together, that we are in a moment in which the way we know how to be, this whole human civilizational experiment, is in a self-terminating mad dance, a self-accelerating and yet utterly unsustainable path. And our very lifestyles are part of it. The more aware we become, the more aware we also become of something awful and horrible that cannot be a problem, that doesn't need to make us contract, but that we do better to face and feel. And it is as if designed by the divine to be utterly impossible for our nervous systems to apprehend and metabolize and participate in an integrated way. It's invisible. It's abstract. And yet the way that the living earth, out of which we grew, is now fraught with imbalances, potentially, we're told by our best science, so extreme that we, that our great-grandchildren or the great-grandchildren of our friends may be having to live in the polar regions because human-friendly conditions will no longer persist right here. The day seemed hot. Today, maybe, yesterday, nothing compared to what's coming. How do we take that in a healthy way, in a real way? Well, it is inquiring of us. It is as if, you know, Dogen, who introduced koan practice in Japan, the impossible questions that are given to the Zen monk that stop the mind and that change the consciousness. We are all given an impossible question together. It's an initiatory question. It has within it the power to change us and to change everything. What we need at this point is so complex. The tangle of karmas are so rich. You begin trying to address global warming. In my country, pretty soon you're working on campaign finance reform or how to talk more effectively to an ethnocentric, angry person who conceives of you as the them they are defining themselves in opposition to. And then you discover that there's a kind of relaxation of your own being, and your own emotional problem is really the thing that's in the way. Everything is connected to everything else, personal, interpersonal, political, environmental. There is no one single silver bullet. It all must change. Its whole systems change. And that whole systems change doesn't arise from somewhere else. It begins in every center. And the center of our total intelligence of the whole being, the neurons that are running through your hands and feet, as well as your gut and your heart and your head. That, the centrality of your total intelligence, all the data that is available is here in the heart. And in the heart right now, awake to the fact that this billions of years evolutionary journey has led us to a point. Now, is it today? Was it last year? Will it be in 5 years? We are somewhere in the neighborhood of a tipping point. Will that tipping point take the form of amazing advances? Because the peril that we're in is also at a time in which exponential change in positive ways is inevitable too. There will be miracles. The whole history of evolution, miracle, 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 miracle. And now we're in a situation where if you project any of the trends, you try to analyze how we can get ourselves out of this jam, everybody despairs. The ecological community has an analysis. We're in overshoot. There's inevitable collapse. Not only will human civilization collapse, maybe we'll all go extinct. They think that's it. Case closed. We know that the story is a story of miracles. We don't believe that. We know that becoming convinced that there is no way out is potentially immoral because our attitude can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. We have to be the thing that would have turned it all around if it could have been turned all around, and maybe will turn it all around. And if we're not enjoying the moment, we're not participating in the way that would be that, right? So how can we be with this? It's an emotional challenge. It's an existential and spiritual challenge, one that we are only at the very beginning of taking in. We are social creatures in a society that is committed to denial. The few people who are able to face what is really going on become convinced that everything is going to hell in a handbasket. Only a few of us can hold all of that, and we can only hold that by being in a kind of beginner's mind in which we keep awakening. More. The awakenings we already have known, wonderful. But this whole species, every one of us, is asked for a change that we haven't done yet. We are each at the threshold of another transformation, one that goes beyond what we already know. What is required, this whole system's change, is a remaking of everything. And that will happen in ways we can't predict. We have wicked problems. A dynamic that is volatile, unpredictable, chaotic, and ambiguous. We can't figure it out and plan our way through it. There will be black swan events that could never have been predicted that will change everything. Some of them will be horrible. Some of them will be wonderful. We can predict that there will be awful killer heat waves, wildfires, droughts, superstorms, floods worse than we've seen before. Seems likely. It's not impossible, though, that there will be technological breakthroughs, exponential in nature, that will surprise us and maybe even avert some of what seems inevitable. We are in a moment in which dramatic disruption, positive and negative, is probable. What a way to be alive. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, your soul, my soul, somehow consented to be born in this time. This is our moment. This is our opportunity. And you know what? For sure, it will break our hearts and it will kill us. And for sure, there will be glorious wonders and joys that will make it all worthwhile. No matter what. And that's the kind of response that we are asked for. A no matter what commitment. Commitment to we don't know what. A commitment to being all of what we could be, can be, all of what we are drafted to be. You've received it. When you open the envelope is your choice, but it's already there in your pocket, your draft notice. Report immediately to the revolutionary cadre in the mountains. It's time for the revolution. The new republic of the heart needs you. But maybe it's a little bit more like reporting to the monastery. Give it all up. Make your life a gift to God, a gift to love. Be grateful. Give back the amazing gifts you've been given. Discover that that's where your happiness is. Become all of what is potential in you. Maybe that's what your draft notice says. Maybe it's also telling you to report to the Addiction Recovery Center to discover that there are no therapists, no protocols, just billions of addicts. All of us together needing to design the protocols through which we will bridge this amazing coming of age moment in the trajectory of the human story, where we become, instead of an adolescent species, a truly adult humanity. Even if the worst is true, and we've already passed some horrible point of no return, the whole human race coming extinct, most of the higher mammals, nothing we could do about it. It will matter tremendously how we go through that great hospice project. How much love is there? Are we like those in the concentration camps that Viktor Frankl described, sharing their last crusts of bread, comforting the others, expressing what is best in the human condition. That will be important. Our total heart intelligence is necessary, and this we that is arising among us, it's a responsibility. When this we arises and your eyes meet other eyes that are adult, and we are in a room in which frightened, angry children are struggling with one another, and we discover even that they're, oh, this isn't a room, this is a raft, our life raft, and there's holes in the life raft. It's been punctured, and we're destroying what's left. The adults in the room have a responsibility to find a way to reason with the children, to do the hostage negotiation, to get those weapons into responsible hands, to transform the dynamic. It's a bigger heroism, a bigger sainthood, a bigger demand for human excellence than any of us are equal to. How could we possibly do all that? We don't need to know. We can't know. But it is remaking us. Life is living us. The greater evolution is evolving us, and life wants to keep living. Evolution wants to keep evolving, and it shows up in your heart and in your mind as everything that has powered all of the brilliant projects and contributions that you are already doing. But you know as well as I do that the projects we're already doing, as wonderful as they are just a beginning. We are not already enacting the whole system's change in all of what it requires. We're not already being all of what is implied by our situation. We are lucky enough to have an inkling of what is possible. But there is a potential for greatness in you that is untapped and is required. Now that tends to make you feel like the whole weight of the world is on your shoulders, and that's too much. Somehow, if this really is what it is, things are far too serious for us to lose our sense of humor. Things are far too serious for us to lose our access to a lightheartedness, a sexiness, a sass, all of what is alive and wild and wonderful in the human character. And that is inspiring beyond belief. And we have one another. Our friendships with one another are so rich. Evolutionary friendships, evolutionary conversations. There's a whole new species of conversations that we are beginning to have, but that go beyond what we know. The human future is being created. It is emergent, and we are co-creating it. Well, I'd like to share with you my son is a filmmaker, and he said, you know, Dad, I make trailers for movies. Let me make a trailer for your book. So he made a trailer for my book, and I'd like to show that to you in just a couple of minutes. Here it is.
The heroes that inspire me the most are people like Jesus, Gautama, Socrates, Gandhi, Dr. King, Nelson Mandela, because these revolutionaries changed the world with love.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
We're alive in a time in which everything is radically changing, and it needs that kind of heroism.
Well, I really like that trailer. I invite you to go to my website, A New Republic of
the Human Species
of the Heart.
Is going to rise to meet our challenges. Be flawed human people. If our whole way of being on the planet is self-terminating, we're going to have to change or we're going to terminate.
Why don't we just stop it? Yeah. It's a very stirring video. And may you be stirred in the privacy of your own computer. I hope you will take some time to read this book. I've been trying to write it for 25 years. It really represents a synthesis of the inner work, understood to be also the outer work, and very much the inter work, the work between us. The we is given this koan. My answer to that impossible question doesn't matter. Our answers together, that's what matters. And so we're being fashioned into something altogether new by this critical inflection point in the whole trajectory of evolution. Nothing could have more moral force than the world that our descendants will inherit, than the future of the children of all the other species. It's so intense that it tends to be too much. Let this forge in us a generosity of spirit and a radical affirmation, a yes to life, that takes us into a whole new relationship to ourselves, to this moment, and to one another. The great spiritual traditions offer us so much. But when we dedicate our lives to awakening and to the inner work, we sign an IOU. We say, the problems can't be solved with the kind of consciousness that created them. I'm going to change my consciousness. Okay, we've been changing our consciousness. Let's put that changed consciousness to work, because those problems will swamp our meditation hall in a sea of mud or fire if we don't find a way to do the integral work that our moment is calling us to. Thank you so much.